Esther Perek Dalet Pasuk Tes Vav. Mordechai has just given Esther the greatest halftime pep talk ever given and said, this may be the reason that you have been elevated to being queen, to royalty. And as Rav Soloveitchik said, don't think that if a Jew in poverty is going to be attacked anti-Semitically, that all the rest of the Jews are somehow going to escape because of their privileged position. But what's interesting is that there is an author who wrote about character in the Book of Esther, a man named Michael Fox, in 2001. And he points out something beautiful just using the language, just using pshat. He says it could be, who knows, umi yodea, expresses a possibility and grants that it's only a possibility. Mordechai believes it might be precisely for a time like the present that Esther has come to the throne. He raises the possibility that, of course, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preparing the way for deliverance, the cure before the disease. But nevertheless, Mordechai may have been just as uncertain as Esther. He's saying, we hope. And that transforms Esther. At this moment, she undergoes a profound, almost inexplicable change, as if Mordechai has stirred up in her a latent sense of destiny. She now takes the initiative. In a foreshadowing of the role she's about to assume, she immediately commands Mordechai to assemble the Jews to fast for her. She initiates plans of her own and becomes a leader of her people. And this guy, Fox, is a tremendous, tremendous way of seeing these words, that you see Esther almost, her spine straighten up. Tezva batomer Esther lo hashev al Mordechai. So Esther spoke to answer Mordechai, to return this message to Mordechai. Tezayin leich kenos es kol ha-Yehudim ha-nimtzim b'Shushan. Go out and assemble all of the Jews who are in Shushan. Lahashiv, one Mefarish, the Menos HaLevi, brought down in the Art Scroll, says that she answers in a soothing manner, Lahashiv, not Letzavos, not to command, but to answer. But she says, Haman says that we're all Mefuzar Meforod, scatters and disperse, so let's unify. Let's get together in Shushan. We can't necessarily get all the Jews in every shtetl in the empire together, but we can get the Jews of Shushan together because they're all there. Right there in Lakewood. Bring them all together. V'tzumu alai, and have them fast on my behalf. Fast for me. The fast is also a kapara for eating and drinking at the party Achashverosh had with the Kelim from the Beis HaMikdash. So fasting is very appropriate to undo. Do not eat, do not drink for 3 days, night and day. This is unprecedented, to have three Yom Kippurs back to back to back. And not just all of the Jews of Shushan, but I and all of my maidservants are going to do the same. We're going to fast the same way. So the leader, the queen, is participating with the people in self-denial, in prayer for the Jewish people, in sacrifice for the Jewish people. That's a tremendous thing. She is making herself one, achdus, with everybody who are gathered together. She can't leave the palace and be together with them, but she's together with them in spirit. Like Amram and Yocheved, when the Jewish people are suffering, how can we enjoy our privileged status? It's not right. Uvechein avoel hamelech asher lo chados. And in that way, and thus, I will go into the king, even though it is against the law. V'chasher avadati avadati, a little bit of Echotrav. V'chasher avadati avadati. And if I die, I die. If I am lost, I am lost. But not if I and my father's house are lost, like Mordechai said. But if I myself die, but my father's house is still there. In the Gemara, brings down the idea, I sacrificed myself to marry a non-Jew, I sacrificed my marriage to Mordechai, according to the one opinion in the Gemara, she was married to Mordechai. So if I am lost to you forever, if I am lost to my Jewish connections forever, but I'm doing this on behalf of the people. Yudzayin v'yavor Mordechai, and so Mordechai then left, immediately, without even waiting. Left. So the Gemara Megillah says he fasted on Yontif. The 3 days of fasting included the first day of Pesach. Others say he crossed that river. There was a river between Shushan, the capital, and the royal area, and Shushan, the city. He went over the GWB, he said, am I going to fast on Pesach? And Esther said, if there are no Jewish people, what's so wrong with fasting on Pesach? Why should there be a Pesach? So he went to Davin. So even though she said, L'hashiv el Mordechai, he takes it as a tzivui. So we see the tremendous respect between Mordechai and Esther, that he can command her earlier in the perek, that she can command to speak to him, and he takes it as a commandment to him. That's a tremendous thing. That's a complete lack of ego on Mordechai's part. Who tells me what to do? So Esther is now working it. Esther has come into her own in these psukim, not even when she talks to the king, but in these psukim preparing, she has become a leader of the Jewish people. She is about to go on what Erica Brown calls Mission Impossible. It's a tremendous thing. And we're going to see she's going to get clothed. In the next pasuk, it's going to say that Vatilbash Esther Malchus, she wore royalty. Not she wore the clothing of royalty, but she herself took on royalty as a robe, as a garment for herself, as she finds her identity. So all of the modern feminist scholars, I mentioned them at the beginning, who want to say that Esther is passive and Vashti is a hero somehow, are ignoring this transformation point at the end of Perek Dalet, beginning of Perek He, where Vatilbash Esther Malchus, she becomes a very active participant in the salvation of the Jewish people. She becomes a leader. She becomes a role model. Just a tremendous transformation of her. And it was always there within her. Umi Yodeh im la'is kazos he got la malchus zok Mordechai. Mordechai, in a very real way, I don't see this in the version, but Mordechai himself is saying, I see your potential. I see what you can become. I see how incredible you are. Just take it. Reach out for it. And if it means violating some of the rules and taking your life into your hands, so be it. But become the Esther HaMalka that you are meant to be. And she does. So the love and respect between the two of them is a tremendous core to the story of Megillas Esther. And this perek, with the back and forth, there's not even a whole lot of mafarshim on it, if you just look at the Makros Gedolos. But it's self-explanatory in describing who Esther is and why she is so worthy, and who Mordechai is, and why his ego takes a back seat to everything that needs to be done. And what needs to be done will start to happen, but slowly and deliberately in Perek Hei.